Writers, hello everyone. Welcome back to the Well-Being Writer podcast. I'm so freaking excited to have you back on the freaking show. So yes, I wanted to really talk about the podcast and where it's really being headed. I've been getting some crazy listens on my episodes, like 20 to 30, which is a lot to me, at least. Just starting this podcast with only like 11 episodes, that's freaking insane. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of your lives and a part of your writing journey. And be sure to leave, you know, reviews and stuff on the podcast. I really want this podcast to go in a good direction. You know, send me a comment, negative or positive, about what you think about the show, what you want me to bring, what you want me to add. And the YouTube, I actually am adding 4 videos a week on the YouTube now. And it's crazy how I've been doing on YouTube and the podcast is just, it's helping people. And that it is always going to be serving me, because I actually started making content on Twitch and it wasn't a space that I really fit yet. I'm not ready to really get into Twitch quite yet, but I looked at Twitch and saw that all of what I'm talking about, you know, writing, is not being talked about at all on Twitch. Like, it's completely non-existent, and I want to breach that gap. I want to fill in that gap and build a revolution of Twitch writers. I want to help people embrace their well-being and evoke writing. And yeah, the YouTube is 4 videos a week now. Please be sure to subscribe to the YouTube if you haven't already. I upload videos about, you know, writing and stuff. And yes, and leave that review on the podcast. But today's episode, we're going to talk about finding your audience and space as a writer. You can write all the freak you want, have amazing writing, have a voice, have a niche, but if you don't know the space and what space fits you and where your writing should be put at, and you don't know your audience and who your true reading community is, you're gonna fall in a rut and you're never gonna resonate with people completely. So you need to know the platform and space that you fit in and who your audience and reading community truly is. I hate seeing audience, it sounds so just narcissistic. I don't know why, but your reading community is you need to hone it down, you need to study it. And today we're gonna freaking talk about that. So let's freaking do the thing, okay? I'm gonna talk about this, I'm gonna tell you everything. So the biggest mistake that writers fall into is that I'm a writer. So when I'm a writer, I want my writing to apply to everyone. I want everyone to read it. I want everyone to love my writing. It doesn't work like that at all, actually. You need to know your community. You need to know what your writing's about and who you're serving that to. So if you just want to write for everybody, you're not gonna apply. You can't apply to everyone. That's just the way it is as a writer. You're going to get haters. You're going to get people, naysayers, who don't want to read your stuff. They're going to see it as junk, and they're going to talk junk about your stuff. And you need to paint a picture of the perfect audience reader. You need to really get down into the nitty-gritty. You need to know their age, their gender, what do they read, when do they read it, do they have kids. Get down, really niche down to get that perfect audience reader, and basically set a copy of you. Like, what would you want to read, and copy that. Like, you need to paint a picture of the perfect audience reader. You do. Like, it's okay to put just writing out there, but if you don't know who your readers are and what your community is looking for, they're not gonna resonate. They're not gonna think you're helping them. So you need to niche the freak down on your reading community, and it connects with your story and your niche, because I did talk about niche and story, because your niche is something that sets you apart from every other writer. Your voice is something no other writer has, and once you figure out your voice, you need to practice writing stuff on that voice and see which community clicks, which community sticks with that. And the best way to do that is to study your audience via reviews, comments, suggestions, of hints of what you need to write more of and to cover for your community. So, you know, maybe you have a blog or you have an editorial, and people are constantly commenting, sending requests, sending suggestions. They're either disliking it or liking it. This sends hints and questions of what you need to cover. If a lot of your audience is primarily female, you need to serve them well by, you know, assuming they have kids, assuming they're a stay-at-home mom, assuming something, and try to serve them at that specific time. And they're going to be like, what the freaking heck? Like, these people are perfect. They're the robots. Like, their writing came at the right time when I wanted to relax and just get some value. What?
that's how you need to be doing it. Like, you can't just put writing. You need to be strategic as a writer. Very strategic. You need to know the space. You need to know the community. I'm telling you, you can't just write stuff and put it out there and hope it gets reach and hope people like it. That's not the way it works anymore. You need to be strategic. Know your audience. Know what your community is looking for through suggestions, reviews, and comments. And you need to pick the you need to paint the perfect picture of that perfect community reader for your writing, and that's how you're gonna serve people, and that's how you're gonna really, like, oh my god, you're gonna really, like, give them what they're looking for, and they're gonna be like, this is what I've been looking for my whole freaking life, and like, wow, like, this is freaking amazing. Like, yes, yeah, so get that audience and get know the space and know your community through, you know, practicing with your niche, with your value, writing all the time. Just do it. Keep writing. Your community will listen, okay? It feels like you're in the abyss. No one's listening. No one's talking. Listen, I'm listening. I'm here, okay? Let me love you, okay? Let me freaking love you. So just keep writing. People will listen. People are hearing you. They will comment. They will give suggestions. And your audience, you know, you can look at analytics. You can see which people are reading your stuff. Who's primarily, are they young? Are they old? Are they male, female? Are they, you know, what region are they at? You know, you can post stuff at certain times just to really, you know, give value to the certain regions. You know, just study your audience and study your niche and study what your community is looking for so that you can serve them the best way that you possibly can. The next one is, not a lot of writers do this, but it's to read other writings that you want to somehow be, like read writings that you really look up to and you want to kind of emulate, but not copy. Don't copy writers. You're not them, but, like, use them as an inspiration. Look at their community. Look at their suggestions and see what they want, like, and see this, like, know the space, like, read writings that you really look up to and see their community, what they're looking for, what they love, what they don't love. And that's how you're going to implement stuff into your community. Read other writings that you want to somehow emulate, and their community will be a part of their community. And of course, networking. I hate this word. I hate it. It's just making friends. Network with writers you want to be like someday. Okay? Network. Make friends. And generate ideas of your community. So always be like, I might even make a whole other podcast episode about networking, because that's a whole other essence on itself. But networking is basically just making a bunch of friends. That's it. Just go in people's writings, go in people's blogs, and just make friends with them, collaborate with them, and you know, like, collaborate and combine communities, combine your blogs together, and feature each other. Oh my god, if you want to be, like, the ultimate writer, you need to develop relational value. That's something a lot of writers aren't into. Like, relational value is just making friends and making relationships. So the best way to do that is to feature your readers, do discussions, do collabs. Like, if they want to be a part of something within you, like, they want to collab with you, you know, take it. You know, say, I want you to be in my writings. I want to feature you. I want to put you on my podcast, VR One. I want to have a collab with you on my videos, my writings, my blogs, whatever. Have your readers be a part of your community and have them participate and have them be a part of something. People want to be a part of something bigger than themselves and bigger than you combined. So if you have them be a part of something, that's how you combine you and your community as a whole and help you have an idea of the finish line. And with that finish line, you guys can work as a whole, because being a writer is not a one-man thing. It's a community. Our community needs to work together as a cohesive unit. And you guys work together, collaborate, and have a mission and a vision of what you want to change in the writing space, what you want to bring to writing. And yes, so yeah, just read other writings and collaborate with writers that you want to be someday, and know their communities. Just make a bunch of friends in their communities, and then it'll be vice versa. They'll network with you, and you guys will just make this fusion of two writers with their reading communities. It's just going to be, like, such an influx, because I feel like a lot of writers feel like they're competing, but honestly, competition is just a hint. Sometimes you have to compete, but I feel like writers should just come together and just kind of just love up on each other and collaborate. That's what we should be doing, not competing. Everyone's in the same boat. Why not help each other, you know? But I feel like authors, you compete even more, but writers, come together, people. Like, come on, like, content writers, bloggers, poets, come together. Don't compete. Just come together, collaborate, love up on each other, and have your reading communities come together as a unit. So basically, to summarize, read other people's writings and know their communities and study their suggestions, study their comments. And through that, you'll know, like, oh my God, this writer is someone I want to be. So what can I do to emulate that a little bit and make it my own, make my community my own? And with that, you will basically, like, just create the perfect community of your dreams and be the perfect writer that your readers want you to be.
So you've studied
the space, you know which writings that you want to be like, and you applied it to your own writing to add a little flair and add and make the community of your dreams. You can
apply to everyone. You paint a picture of the perfect audience reader, get down to the nitty-gritty, niche down, study your audience via reviews, comments, and suggestions to signal hints of what you want to do more of to apply to your audience. You know, what's their age, their gender, their kids. Now we're going to talk about the platforms.
There's a bunch of platforms that you want to get on as a writer, and the main one is through a blog. The three main ones are Ghost, WordPress, and Medium. Each of these are blogging websites that you can write and show your value. You need a niche, of course. You need a value. You know, the four values is educational, inspirational, motivational, expressive, and persuasive. You know, educational is, are you, you know, informing them on a specific topic that you know about? Persuasive, are you making them believe something? Expressive is basically all of them. You're expressing how you feel about something and you're trying to give them to feel something with you. And of course, entertaining is just stories and narratives that, you know, take people on their seats of something and entertains them and brings a smile to their face, either real life or your own story. So yes, the thing about all these platforms is that it's very scary to just use these. Like, the thing about writers is they use these platforms they depend on these platforms to share their stories, to send who they are. But that's very scary. Like, what if these platforms die? What if the algorithm changes? What if something changes where people just don't want to be on the platform? That's very scary. WordPress is the best place to really build your own digital relationship and build your own voice. I made a video about blogging, but Medium and Ghost are great too. It's a great way to practice. Like, if you want to do if you're not ready to start your own blog, go on Ghost and Medium. Practice writing. Like, practice, like, see what blogging is, if it's something for you, and if it is, like, just keep practicing. And once you develop a following, when you're ready, once you feel like you got it, develop your own blog too, so they know your brand, they know your visuals, they know your vision, and they know your mission as a writer. So yes, WordPress is for the blog, and of course make your own website if you feel like you're able to do that. Make your own writing blog about any topic, any niche, any value that you want to serve. And when you're not ready quite yet, practice on Medium and practice on Ghost. But if it blows up on Ghost and Medium, why not stay on there and keep writing and keep valuing and serving others? But when you feel like you want to start a blog, get on going on blog. Next is social media, Instagram and Twitter. Instagram is basically how you visualize your story as a writer. Instagram is very, very, like, under talked about as a writer. Like, that's how you generate audience people who want to see a visual representation of your writing story. Every picture needs to tell a story, and through that story, the description goes in depth of that story. Go in depth with each post of, like, mini blog posts basically, and in your profile section have a nice profile section of who you are. Have a nice picture. There's studies have shown that if you show your face on a picture, it actually signals trust. So show your face on the Instagram. Get active on Instagram stories, always posting Instagram stories so that you are always, you know, showing hints of your life, what's going on, and people are always engaging. And of course, if you want to do Instagram live, get going on that too. But yeah, every post needs to tell a story and have and have an audience. Like, what kind of writers do you want to help? What kind of readers do you want to be serving? Have that in mind too. Okay, so your profile is on point. You know, have, like, the profile section shows who you are, write stuff, have a, you know, of course, show your website, maybe it's your blog, your Twitter, your Twitch, whatever it is. And then, of course, each Instagram post has pictures and tells a story through that. And then each go in depth with the blog post. Next is Twitter. Twitter is probably the best place for writers. Actually, the blog is the best place, but Twitter, I don't know, maybe Instagram and Twitter are kind of equal, but Twitter is amazing because it's the master of communication. It's amazing, actually, because it's it's a great way to show what writers do best, which is communicate. And Twitter is a place to communicate, and it's not really a place to grow, it's a place to communicate and network. I hate that word, but network with other people and make friends, you know, do discussions, do updates, always be talking on there, always be talking in people's Twitters, always be messaging people, and just always be engaging. Don't be there for the growth. That's Instagram. Instagram is to generate an audience. Twitter is to network and kind of, you know, make friends, and always be communicating, always be talking. That's all I can say. If you need more help on content creation, I recommend you watch someone named Ashley Christ. She gives all the knowledge on content creation. Please check her out. But the next one is Twitch. Twitch or Mixer or even Caffeine, like whatever. Like, you know, broaden your influence. I'm telling you, broaden it. But Twitch is a live streaming platform. Like I said, no one's talking about writing on Twitch. I want to build that revolution. And you can do that. If you're on Twitch and you want to improve your speaking skills and you're a speaker on Twitch, a firm writing speaker, go on Twitch, because Twitch is all about entertainment. And if you have a good speaking and you know how to speak to people, that's very important. Always value speaking. And if, like, have a niche, not just writing, but have a further niche. Do you want to help speakers? Do you want to bring in poetry? Do you want to tell stories, narratives, teach people how to be better storytellers? Just, yeah, have a niche on Twitch, on all of these platforms. Know your audience and kind of know who you're serving. That's the whole theme of this episode. But Twitch is all about live entertainment and how you can entertain people live, because writing is something that can easily fade away, but it can be there forever. People value forever, but it can fade away. Twitch streams and speakings, however, is something that people can value in the moment. It might not be valid for years, but it's valued in the moment, and people are there with you. They're there to experience it, and they're there to love you. So consider streaming as a writer if you really want to value people in the moment and be a better speaker and value them in another aspect. The last one is YouTube and podcasting. Okay, YouTube and podcasting, oh my god, like, if you want to really step it up as a writer, go on it. I'm doing it right now. Podcasting and YouTube is like writing, like I said, because speaking is basically the stream, and writing is the video / podcast, because writing is always going to be serving you. You can put it out there, and it's always going to be out there working for you. YouTube and podcast does the same dang thing. You can legit upload 5 videos on YouTube and 5 videos on a podcast. You could do one podcast a week, one video a week, and your stuff will blow up, because it's always there working for you. It's not going anywhere. It's going to stay there forever, assuming you apply to the guidelines of the rules. But if you want to blow up, do that. Get on YouTube. Get on podcasts. Like, show who you are as a writer, but, like, what your niche is. What is your value? Like, every writer has a voice. So what do you want to give to readers? What kind of writer are you, and how do you serve those readers? Like, maybe you are a nature writer. You're all about eco-friendly. Maybe you are a health writer. You're all about health. Maybe you are a writer all about science. Maybe you teach people science. Maybe you're all about stories. You had hardships as who you are, and you want to help people. Maybe you had a disease, and you got through that disease through your struggles, and you got back up, and you helped people, and you wrote about it. Do it. And on YouTube and podcast, you can talk about your story and how you can help people through the writings that you do, and then vocalize that on a podcast and YouTube. So yes, those are all the platforms. But to figure out which platforms for you, if I were you, I would try each one, all of them, every single one, and whichever one takes off, focus on that. And whichever one that you feel like, even if none of them take off, if you feel in your heart there's a platform that you're like, oh my god, this is what I need to do, this is the platform that's going to really develop my influence as a writer, do it. Because yes, if something's taking off and it's giving you influence, but if you're not loving it, and if you're not really embracing who you are and pursuing who you are with that passion, you're not going to stick with it. So you need to do something that you're passionate about. Choose a platform that you're really passionate about, and something that you want to change within those platforms, like Twitch. Like I said, Twitch is a place that no one's talking about writing. You can build a revolution. We can build a revolution of Twitch writers. So get on Twitch. Maybe YouTube and podcasting needs more I can't talk. Maybe YouTube and podcast needs heavy influence on Twitch speaking. I mean, writing speakers. How to be a better writing speaker. Maybe Medium and WordPress and Ghost need more poetry. You know, find something that's missing and talk about it. Write about it. But yeah, the first way to do it is find which platform takes off and get on that. But the second one is, even if none of them take off, find that platform that sticks with you and you're passionate about it to the point where you could do it forever and keep going. You will see the growth. You need to put the work in at the end of the day. Being a writer is a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of sacrifice. But if this is something you want to do for a long time, then you have to know your audience well. You need to know your platform well. You need to know your space well so you can serve them. Always be out there to give. Don't be out there looking to get something from in return. Always be giving. That's what writers do. They give. They have a voice. They have a story to sculpt to people and a message to give. And you need to send that message to the perfect platform that needs your writing and to the perfect audience and reading community that you want to foster and build through that platform. So let's summarize it. So let's get back to what I said. So first thing is to know your audience. You need to, you know, you can't apply to everyone. That's just reality. You can't apply to everyone. Paint a picture in your head of the perfect audience reader, because since you can't apply to everyone, that's amazing, because you know who you should be writing for and you know who you shouldn't be writing for, and you can turn on or turn off readers. Next is paint a picture of the perfect reader. Like, what is their age? What do they eat? When do they read your stuff? Are they, you know, do they have kids? Are they young? You know, paint that picture so that you can serve them the best and serve them well. Do they go to school? You know, anything. And then after that, once you figured out, you got to the nitty gritty, and you figured out the set of views that you want, the set of me's basically that you want to make for your community, you need to study them. You need to get creepy. Like, you need to see hints of suggestions. Like, know the suggestions, comments, and likes, dislikes. You know, see their suggestions on different writings in your writings, and see, like, okay, this is what they said. What do I want to do to kind of serve better? What did they say that I was missing and I need to touch on that? Those will signal hints. When you look at reviews, comments, and all of that, that signals hints of what you can do better, when you can completely shut off or shut on, or turn on, I mean. And it can hint of who the audience reader is. Like, if your audience is mainly women, what can you do to help women? If your audience is mainly kids, you know, what can you do for the kids? Like, maybe you... they go to school a lot. Maybe you want to be more friendly and approachable. Maybe your audience is grown up and they're male. Like, you know, study your audience. Next is to read other writings and collaborate and network with them. So you need to read other writings to see what they're doing and see their communities and how and what they're and that you want to build for yourself. So read writings that you want to resonate, you want to build for your own, and read their communities, know their communities, know their what they foster, and know their suggestions or comments and who they are, so that you can build your community based on that, but with your own style. And of course, collaborate with them, you know, network with them, so that you can, you know, form your communities together and form writings together and be two writers working together. And the next is all the platforms. Medium, WordPress, Ghost, your own blog, Twitch, YouTube, podcast, Twitter, Instagram, platform, and then platforms. Which are the platforms? In order, I guess I could say that in order has to be blog, maybe Twitter, Twitch. Actually, no. Let's take that back. So it's blog, Twitter, YouTube, podcast, Twitch, and Instagram. You just got to figure out which one works for you. Each platform has their pros and cons. You know, Instagram is to generate your audience, to grow your audience and visualize your story. Twitter is to communicate with people and make friends and engage. Blog is to, of course, you know, write about your life and you own the digital relationship. You're writing stuff that people resonate with. Next is Twitch. You're speaking. You are valuing people in the moment. It's the speaking. Twitch is the speaking. And then YouTube and podcast is the writing, because you're valuing people in the moment. I mean, you're valuing people for years to come. So yes, that's it. That's the podcast episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully what I've said will help you to kind of generate that audience that you're looking for, and find the platform and space that works for you. But yes, don't forget to send your reviews on the podcast. I want to know what you want more of, and through that I can work on what I want to work on. And don't forget to subscribe to YouTube and join our Discord. I'm still growing it, you guys. I'm still freaking growing it. I'm trying to grow a freaking community of people who love and support each other. And yeah, that's basically it. I freaking love you guys, and thank you so much for joining and, you know, hanging out with me today. I cannot wait to see you on the next episode. I love you all. Okay, don't be afraid. Embrace who you are and hold yourself as a writer. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.